Grace and peace be yours this day from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text which you have just heard is perhaps as clear as any in the entire New Testament concerning what it means when we speak of God for us. But I would like also to read the first verses of chapter 2 of Philippians, which are introductory to that passage. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind and having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourself. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which you have in Christ Jesus. A couple of days ago, I went downtown speak to a man there who was willing to spend the meager amount of time it took to discuss my financial situation. I trust this man. I didn't know him beforehand, but I trust him. I'm going to continue to use him. For he told me that I didn't need to buy or sell anything because it would simply take up commissions. He had my interests at heart, not his own pocketbook. He was honest to me. He was doing what he said he would do, and what he was there for, to manage my financial situation, and not to aggrandize his own. Sometimes we meet people like that in the world more than we meet people like that in the church. We have to realize what it means to live in Christ, what it means to be ordered in our life by the order of Him who comes low for man's sin. We speak of living in Christ. We speak of living according to His grace. But hear the words of His grace. Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. That's what it means to live according to the love and grace of Christ. To be the image of him who is God, but God for us. Who did not then wish to remain in his transcendent heavens, lording it like some absentee landlord over lower creatures. But precisely because he was love, precisely because he is the Father, sent his Son into the world, there to take upon himself your condition, your flesh, your weaknesses, your tears, your anxieties, and your death. And in taking on these things was Christ for us, the servant of God and the Savior. Paul says, have you not all been baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ? Have you not all been made one in his body? Yes, we have. And therefore, Paul exhorts, live the life of Christ, in whom you dwell and who dwells in you, and become servants one of another. Help each other, not in view of what you may gain or how it may better your condition, but simply and purely because the other is the brother, and the other is Christ's image, as you are. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Hard words. Hard words, because they are cross words. But they are words which simply mean what Christ himself has asked, that we take upon ourselves each day his cross and follow him. May the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep you in this faith to life everlasting.